Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the Congregation of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. We're glad that you have joined us for these few moments where we can share the love of Jesus Christ.
The heavens are telling the glory of God, and the firmament proclaims His handiwork. Psalm 19, verse 1. As I write this, it is the morning after the total lunar eclipse of March 2025. I stayed up all night watching and photographing it. I've photographed lots of astronomical phenomena over the years, and my pictures all have one thing in common. They rarely adequately represent the actual event. Technically, the images are fine, but they seldom have the impact of what I saw with my own eyes. In addition, I often cannot explain or express what I saw in words. I don't know whether the words don't exist in our language or if I'm just not eloquent enough to find them. Either way, I can't do it. Psalm 19 is David's attempt to do that, and it's a good one. I picture him on the balcony of his palace looking up at the sky. Maybe he remembered his youth as a shepherd. He probably saw his share of astronomical events, and I know he saw sunrises and sunsets. David, whom God called a man after his own heart, quickly compares the majesty of the skies to God's glory, and that is an excellent metaphor. God is bigger and greater than we can see or understand, just like the universe. The planets and stars have inhabited space since creation, and their movements and actions will continue long after we are gone. And so it is with God. Although the science behind the universe is complex and unknowable, I don't have to be a scientist or an engineer to appreciate it. God is infinitely greater in knowledge and awareness than I could ever hope to be, but I don't have to be a theologian to know Him. I know He loves and cares for me, and I can worship Him. Verse 1 says, "The heavens are telling the glory of God," not "have told" or "will tell." Like daily sunrises and sunsets, God is constantly and eternally present. Although much is known about the universe and mankind has gone past the limitations of our planet to travel into space, the more we learn, the more we realize how unfit we are for living in space. In the remainder of Psalm 19, David writes about God's laws and points out that they are as glorious as the skies. But like studying the universe, the more we try to keep God's law, the more we realize we can never do it. God's law demands perfection, and we're not perfect. We're sinners, and we cannot be in a relationship with God in our own power. What we need is a Redeemer to bridge the gap between imperfect humanity and perfect God. God knows that, and He sent His Son Jesus Christ to be among us and one of us. He gave His life on the cross, forever closing the gap between us and God. It is the greatest gift of all time, and because of it, we can live with God starting now and for eternity. Father, thank You for sunrises, sunsets, and other displays of Your glory. Thank You for providing the gift of Jesus Christ and a relationship with You through His death and resurrection. May we never take Your gifts for granted, but enjoy them and mirror them to those who do not know You. Amen. This devotional was written and read by Cliff McCartney.
I'm Jonathan Jonas, the senior pastor of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee, and you've been listening to our congregation's Grace for All podcast. I'm so grateful for the lay members of our congregation who write, edit, and produce this podcast. To learn more about our congregation and its ministries, or to participate in our streaming worship services this weekend, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number one, STCHURCH.ORG. Until the next episode, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God our Father, and the presence of God's Holy Spirit be with you.